Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr, and I am very, very excited because today, I'm always excited pretty much, huh? Today, back by popular demand, is one of our really most wonderful guests. Dr. Richard Schultz is joining us today. For those of you who haven't had the privilege of hearing Dr. Schultz, he is an evangelical natural healing crusader. He is just not your average everyday natural healing crusader. Not that there are many. But he has spent over 20 years operating his own clinic, helping people recover from so-called incurable diseases. He is one of the world's leading and most respected authorities on natural health. I'm very honored to have back on the show Dr. Richard Schultz. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
What an introduction. Thank you.
Oh, I could go on and on and on.
I know. It's a mutual admiration society here.
That is wonderful. You know, I'll tell you a story. I've attended a number of your natural healing crusades, mostly because it's so great to hear the information over and over again, because I really don't believe you can hear this type of information enough.
I agree. It's something that we have to have almost reinforced daily.
True, because we're being unreinforced daily.
That's right. Everything in the newspapers, movies, everything is promoting us to not take responsibility for ourselves, not heal ourselves, and lie back and let the doctors do their work.
Especially what we're going to be talking about today having to do with the colon.
Yes.
Which was kind of the point, on one of the days that you talk about the colon from the five-day lecture, there were cameramen in the room at the time. They were filming the event and so forth. And they started off this day, on the day of the colon lectures, cringing, you know, just kind of oh, God, you know, wondering what was going to be going on. But by the end of the talk, these guys were so completely interested in what was being said, it changed their lives. I was talking to one of the guys. He's like, I didn't know that, and I ate that, and I got to do this cleanse.
Well, it's something that we're not taught. It's such a normal part of our body that at least, you know, hopefully happens daily and frequently. But it's something that we're not taught anything about. In school, nobody talks about it. Our parents didn't talk about it. And here we're left, you know, in middle age, and we don't know about some of the simplest, most natural aspects of our body and how it works.
Simple is true. It does not have to be complicated.
No.
And this is, what is the rate of Americans who have colon cancer per year?
Well,
this is a problem.
You know, what's amazing about it is we don't hear about it, but last year we had 39,000 die of prostate cancer. And as a man, that's all you hear about is the prostate. It's the big men's fear. My prostate's going to grow. We're going to have cancer. 40,000 women died of breast cancer. And that's the big fear for women. Everything from mammograms, should I, shouldn't I, all the way to that's the big scary cancer. But in reality, 60,000 people died of colorectal cancer with 125,000 new cases diagnosed. And to put that in perspective, only 15,000 people died last year of AIDS. So we're talking about a disease that not only kills more than prostate cancer every year, more than breast cancer every year, but that actually kills 400% more people than die from AIDS. But the press goes to AIDS. The press goes to the prostate, and the press goes to the breast because, hey, sex sells in America. And what's always newsworthy or gets our excitement or that news programs think is the subject that we want to hear about, it's not in direct proportion to reality. Certainly we know that by listening to 15 minutes of the 6 o'clock news, because certainly that many horrible things couldn't have happened in our life that day.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the worst of the world in 15 minutes. And it's the same with reporting on diseases. Diseases are reported on that we're afraid of. Ones that we don't talk about, especially the colon and the rectum, you rarely hear about that. But imagine, you know, we're talking about something that every time you hear something about AIDS, you should hear four stories about colon cancer and the colon. And it's just in the last few years starting to get some press.